Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Jersey Coastal Live. I'm Andrea Tarr. So summer is approaching at some point, even though this weather, all this rain, we're having our April showers apparently in May. Doesn't feel like summer, but it's going to be summer soon enough. And soon enough, a lot of tourists are going to be descending down to the Jersey Shore. And one of those places those tourists are going to be coming to is Spring Lake, New Jersey, which is really one of our little jewels at the Jersey Shore. And today we're going to meet Mary Kennelly, who's an innkeeper of the White Lilac Inn, and that is located in Spring Lake, and it's just a few blocks from the Atlantic Ocean. It's a beautiful B&B, absolutely stunning, and it's right also by Wreck Pond. So if you ever wondered what was the life of an innkeeper, let alone just in Spring Lake, but what's the life of an innkeeper, I always think of the show starring Bob Newhart many years ago where he and his wife were innkeepers in Vermont. So I'm thinking it's really nothing like that. But we're going to meet Mary, and she's going to give us the story of life as an innkeeper in Spring Lake. So, Mary, thank you for being my guest today.
Thank you, Andrea, for having me.
Well, it's really a pleasure. And, you know, really, I think from not just me, but for many people, our frame of reference of an innkeeper is Bob Newhart's show. Remember that old show, Newhart?
I sure do. I had a daughter just like Stephanie with the feather duster and the mohair sweater.
Oh, God. Yeah, well, it was a lot of fun. It was a lot of craziness. And, of course, I'm a huge Bob Newhart fan. But I'm thinking it's a little bit different in reality, and that's where you're gonna share that with us. So obviously, before you became an innkeeper, you had a very different life. So maybe you could just tell us a little bit about your a little background information on what you were doing before you were an innkeeper.
Sure. Before I became an innkeeper, I was an art teacher. I also taught Japanese exchange students a couple of times each year. We did conversational English and American culture, and I was working as a realtor and also working in an art gallery before I became an innkeeper. So I dealt with a lot of different people.
Yes, for sure. So was there anything that could have ever prepared you? Did you ever have a plan that you were ever wanted to be an innkeeper?
Not exactly. I guess growing up, I always thought I'd like to have a big old house with a lot of character. And in essence, I wound up with a big old house with a lot of characters, and it's really been wonderful.
Yes, yes, you absolutely did. Are you originally from the Jersey Shore?
I am. I grew up in Avon, which is a small town, just two towns north of Spring Lake. And the same idea, you could walk to the beach, you could walk to school, ride a bike anywhere. It was really a nice way to grow up.
Oh, I would think so, yeah. So now you had the dream of having the big, beautiful house. So how did you wind up becoming an innkeeper in Spring Lake?
Well, originally I wasn't exactly thinking of that. I was looking for a house. That's what started the whole thing. And one of the houses I looked at happened to have a B&B license. That got me thinking, maybe that's something I would like to do. I had always wanted to have my own business. I just really didn't know what kind of business I wanted. So I kind of looked around, and when I saw the old Shamrock Lodge, which is what this used to be known as, I was hooked. I thought, I think I can do this. The funny part of it was, though, it came with 24 seasonal boarders, 20 men and 4 women, and there were only 3.5 shared baths in the 13-room house.
Wow.
So it was really quite a project. I had 2 aunts that lived in town, and they went straight to church because they thought I lost my mind, and they started praying. So I think that was a help.
So it used to be called the Old Shamrock Lodge. So what drew you to that? What sort of sealed the deal for you?
Well, basically, in Spring Lake or in some of the other shore towns as well, the license for a bed and breakfast is grandfathered. It came from the old guest house licenses. And in 1964, the license was closed. So it goes with the property. You could build a perfect house for a B&B, but you wouldn't be allowed to have the license. So you had to really, most of the inns have really saved some of the old properties because it would be the only way you could get a bed and breakfast license.
Okay, that I never knew. So this is all grandfathered in.
Correct, yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's a shame because, you know, we've lost a lot of the inns over, I've been here 22 years, and we've lost quite a few of the inns over the past because people are buying the houses, knocking them down, and maybe a builder is building two houses on the properties.
Yeah. I didn't realize that Spring Lake had such a rich history of inns, bed and breakfast, whatever they would have been called. That I didn't realize.
Yes, Spring Lake was really an interesting destination. People would even come, some of the large hotels, they'd come for the season. And it was quite a place to go. So we're still definitely a destination, but we have lost some of our big hotels.
Mm-hmm.
But there's so
when
much.
When you arrived on the scene, it was the old Shamrock Lodge, but where did the White Lilac, where did that name come from?
I was trying to change the image from the Shamrock Lodge. So we were trying to conjure up a Victorian image and something clean and fresh, and that's where the White Lilac came from. And actually, after we named it the White Lilac, I found out later that my great-aunt had the Mary Chess Perfume Company, and one of their fragrances happened to be White Lilac, which we didn't even know at the time. So it kind of worked.
So when you purchased it, you said it came with some borders, some seasonal borders. And
right.
What was the structure like at that point? Because this goes back some 20 years ago.
Yeah, correct. The structure, the house was in good structural shape as far as, you know, they built them pretty well in the 1800s. But there were all shared baths. The main part of the inn that we use for our guests was boarded up for the owner. And in the parlor, there was a spiral staircase in the corner with a trapdoor in the ceiling to the second floor. There was a board across a wall with light bulbs over a bar, and that was the only lighting in the whole building. It was crazy. So we had a lot to do, but as I said,
you
I had good bones.
A lot to do.
Yeah.
What were some of the challenges that you faced as you were trying to modernize it?
I'm sorry, I didn't.
What were some of the challenges that you faced while you were trying to modernize the inn?
Oh, well, one of the things, too, our wiring, we had to rewire. I kind of think of it as an old car, a classic car, where everything had to be rebuilt inside. You know, we had knob and tube wiring when I first bought the inn, and I had to put a new water main from the street because of all the whirlpool tubs that we were putting in. So there was a lot of challenges, but I think it had good bones to start with. It had good, you know, good structure.
I think it sort of has the look of a southern plantation when I think of the building.
Yes, actually, one of our Christmas tours, we were a riverboat was our theme, and it kind of looks like that at night when you have the triple-tiered porches and the lights on. It looks really very much like an old riverboat going down toward the pond.
How much time did it take you to really get things to the point where you were really ready to say, okay, we are officially the White Lilac Inn. We're a beautiful new B&B.
Well, the first summer, as I mentioned, it came with the borders, so I had to keep everyone on. The following fall, we started to close and start to renovate. So when we first opened, we had 8 guest rooms, 2 with a shared bath. And I had a bride approach me that she wanted to have her whole wedding party here in April. So she had a lot of faith in me because she booked everything in November, and at the time I was showing her one guest room that I had finished and our parlor. That was it. So by the time April 1st came, we had everything done. The trouble was the place she was having her wedding canceled got canceled. And we wound up with about 45 people on our porches just trying to figure out what to do between the church and the new place she was going to have her wedding, since it was crazy. That was my first experience with a bride, and she was wonderful. So,
mm-hmm. Well, you're lucky then. She had a nice sense of humor there. Mm-hmm.
Yes, because it was really something you had no control over. It was a shame, but it worked out well, and they've been back since, so it's been good.
So what is the life of an innkeeper? What is a typical day like for you? Or I'm thinking maybe there's not a typical day, but what goes on there for you?
Well, in the morning, the first thing I do is I get up early and put on the early bird coffee, because that's always out for the guests. I then prep a little bit for breakfast, and then I steal about 20 minutes for a cup of coffee and reading a book. And then the girls come in so that we do the full breakfast and, you know, and then them deal with the guests for the day. You know, we try to let people know what's going on in the area. If they need directions to something, suggest some restaurants. You know, we have a good theater in Spring Lake. There's a lot to do.
So you're a little bit like a concierge as well.
Oh, definitely, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And also, we should point out that you are serving at the White Lilac Inn. You are serving a full breakfast, whereas a lot of places just serve like a little continental breakfast. So... that's kind of
We like to do a full breakfast all year round. And what's nice too, you actually get served. We serve at tables of two. It doesn't mean you can't talk to your neighbors, but it's just a nice way of doing it. People appreciate it.
Now, where do your guests come from? We're in Spring, talking about Spring Lake at the Jersey Shore, but I'm thinking your guests probably come from far and wide.
They do. I mean, predominantly we get a lot of people from New York or Philadelphia area. Bucks County is another large area in Pennsylvania we get people from. But we're really centrally located. We're only about an hour and a quarter drive from Midtown Manhattan, from Philadelphia, from Princeton, from Atlantic City. So really it's pretty easy to get to now. We have we get people from Connecticut, Washington, D.C., and, you know, a lot of times you'll have people from all over, but most of our guests are coming from the New York and Philadelphia areas.
Okay. And so what's the furthest distance that you're aware of that someone has come to you in Spring Lake?
I think the furthest would be Singapore. And when we were doing a lot of reservations by fax, what was happening at 3 o'clock in the morning, I kept getting a phone call because of the time difference. But I think that would be the furthest I can think of.
Pretty far. Now, your place is adults only?
Yes.
Is that correct?
We take children about age 12 and up because we're more of a romantic getaway with the fireplaces and whirlpool tubs and so forth.
Yeah, not so romantic with a little kid with you, I would think. No.
But we're also, you know, we're happy to refer to some of our local inns that do take children or pets. We don't take pets either, but it works out that way. And our guests, we get a lot of repeat people, which is nice. We also get a lot of brides. That's we have quite a few places locally for weddings that are wonderful, and we get a lot of the brides. Bride and grooms, I should
say. The bride and the groom. So what are some unusual requests that your guests have made of you in your 20-some-odd years there?
Let's see. One time, I guess someone saw this in a movie, and I kind of went along with them, and they wanted me to fill a room with balloons, with helium balloons, to the point where you literally walk in and you are enveloped in the balloons.
In the balloons.
Well, I do have a van, but trying to transport these balloons, now I know how hard it is. That's why you get the tank and you blow it up when you get to where you're going. I didn't do that. and then trying to keep them all in the room and close the door before the people got there. But I hope I don't have to do that again. That's not my favorite thing to do, but they loved it. They loved it.
Wow,
another time
cool,
we had a double proposal. That was another interesting thing. We had three fellas come and check our inn and ask if they wanted our three best rooms, and they were bringing, I assume they were bringing their girlfriends, and they said, could we leave a van at your house about a day in advance? And I said, yeah, we could arrange to do that. Well, it turned out that the one fellow was married, and his two friends, they were all college friends, I guess. The two friends were going to propose to their girlfriends, so they didn't tell anybody. So they were going to fly from Philadelphia to New York, propose at the top of the Empire State Building, and then come back to the White Lilac Inn. So my next morning was, I'm thinking, what if one of them said no? So I'm looking at breakfast at this group of six people waiting to see if there's a ring on everybody's hand. So that was fun.
Oh, that's
so you never know
cool.
what you're going to get. Yeah, it was neat.
Well, I guess not. Yeah. There's always unusual people, and I guess there's always unusual requests. Yeah,
there is.
What's your favorite time of the year to be at the inn?
I think the fall is a really nice time. The summer is great, but it's so busy. I feel like every day in the summer is a Saturday, so you're in a rotation.
Yeah.
When the fall comes, it's a little less busy, but you still have guests coming, and there's a lot of things to do. You know, there's fall festivals, there's theater, there's a lot more that you know about, and you have time to spend with your guests a little more. So I do like the fall. You know, it's not just a beach town, so there's a lot more to Spring Lake.
Well, that actually, that brings me to my next thought. Obviously, we know Spring Lake is at the Jersey Shore, but Spring Lake does have a lot to offer. So for you, what do you think makes Spring Lake such a unique little place?
Well, for a small town, it's very scenic. We have a beautiful spring-fed lake where we get the name of the town with footbridges that go over it and a walkway all the way around. That's really pretty. We have a lovely little shopping area, good restaurants. There's just, you know, wonderful little community theater. They seem to be getting better all the time. I mean, it's just amazing how good the plays are. My neighbor actually makes all the costumes for the play. She does a beautiful job. And that's we're also centrally located to a lot of other, like Manasquan has the Algonquin Theater. Red Bank is only 40 minutes away. They have a Two Rivers Theater. There's a lot of things to do. We have a Columbus Festival that really is fun in Spring Lake in October. And it's music and food and entertainment, and everybody participates. It's a small town, and it's a wonderful venue. As a matter of fact, coming up, I know we're in the fall, but coming back to now, we're having our Irish Festival on May 21st. And that, again, is another. That's a lot of fun. We have the Irish Center in Spring Lake, and they're running the festival with the Chamber of Commerce, and it's just a great venue. They're going to have the step dancers, and they'll have entertainment, crafts, and it's a really good day. I think they have an Irish soda bread contest, too. It's just nice to go down and spend the afternoon.
Now, how have you, you've been in Spring Lake a long time, so I'm just curious, how have you noticed that the town has changed over the years?
I think what's happening now, I think they're starting to accept more tourism, where in the beginning it seemed to me that they weren't really looking for extra people in town, and we have such a great venue here that it's nice to have the tourists come. One of the things we're looking forward to, we're having an art exhibit coming up with the Seward, I believe it's Seward Johnson. There's wonderful statues. They're going to be in Spring Lake from September to December, and they'll be a draw. They're really a very, very neat art
because
form.
Some of his work has appeared at the Grounds for Sculpture.
Correct.
So
yeah.
He does some incredible things, like his giant.
Yeah. So I'm
et cetera. Yeah.
I'm looking forward to seeing that myself, but I think the guests will really enjoy it, and it'll bring some people to town.
I think
in Spring Lake too, we have we're finding that the town itself is starting to appreciate the B&Bs a little bit more. Noticing that, you know, we are a dying breed and we don't want it to be that way. We're losing a lot of the character and some of the things you can't replace. And it really brings value to the town to have these inns because everything is so unique and people really try to make it very special for anyone that comes to Spring Lake. So you're really like you're trying to be an ambassador, I guess, for the town as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can definitely understand that. Now, of course, you've got many special events, not just within Spring Lake, but even special things that you do at the inn. And maybe you could just talk a little bit about that, because you've done some really special things there at the White Lilac Inn.
One of our favorite things is our Christmas tour. We do a Christmas tour every year. It's always the first Saturday in December. This year it's December 3rd, and it's been the historic inns tour. We're adding, I think, two private homes this year, which should be nice too. But what we like to do at the White Lilac, we've had a theme. Each year we change our theme. We've gone from Christmas in New Orleans, Hail to the Troops. We've had The Great Gatsby, Putting on the Ritz. I'm just trying to think of a few. We even did Cinderella on the Orient Express. And fun about that, we try to make our tree, the theme of the tree will go with the theme that we're promoting, as well as costumes and just a lot of fun. I don't know what we're doing this year.
You come up
I usually
the
do.
That's the art teacher in you, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's fun to do.
Of course. I'm thinking that every day, you know, it's just a huge art project, you know, just keeping everything beautiful and making everything a wonderful experience for your guests who are lucky enough to stay there. And I have to say, I thought it was, I love that every guest room had a fireplace. I just want to repeat that so everyone hears that. I thought that was a wonderful touch. And you had a lot of whirlpool tubs in there too, which was very nice. So really, it's an ideal getaway spot because you can walk to a lot of things. You just park your car and wander around. You're pretty lucky to stay there.
Well, yes, thank you. We also have bicycles too, which people seem to enjoy because it's a nice way to get around. It's pretty flat and easy to ride in Spring Lake, so it's really kind of nice to do that.
Now, Mary, what are some things that you love about doing this job of being an innkeeper? Because it's your job, it's your life, it's your home. What do you love about it?
I think I love the people. I mean, we really get to meet wonderful people, and it's as if the world comes to your door rather than you going somewhere else. And that I do like. You know, I find that it's very nice to see people, and then maybe a few years down the road, they come back. You might see a bride, and then maybe 5 years later, she's coming back with, you know, telling her now they've moved on, they have a child and all this. It's fun to see that. I've even had one of my students come to the inn, but, you know, I didn't realize who they were, nor did they know who I was at the time. And we're standing looking at each other, and she's saying, oh, "You're my art teacher." And I said, "Yes." "And are you old enough to be having a baby?" She said, "It's my third one." They were celebrating their anniversary. So I said, "Well, you never know." It was fun. Fun to see that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's the nice stuff. That really is. Obviously, you know, you're a wonderful people person. So I like what you said, though, about the world coming to your door, because you're having this opportunity to meet people from all over, which is something that most of us don't get to do. And do you still feel like, you know, they're just coming into your living room? Is it always that feeling for you?
One of the things, I do have my own quarters, which is wonderful. You do need that because you want to be available to your guests, but you don't want to hover. So I think it is really nice to be able to, you know, talk to them, see what they, if they need anything, but also to give them their space. And that's really what we want to do. You know, not everybody wants somebody all the time next to them, you know?
Yeah.
So that's why we have our, you know, parlor library for our guests. And although I do find, which is so nice, you find the guests mingling with each other, talking on the porches or at breakfast, and, you know, they'll be giving advice. "Oh, I went to this restaurant. It was so good. You should try this." You know, it's nice.
I think it makes for a really nice social experience as opposed to staying at a big hotel. I always think a B&B has such a nice personal way about it. Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's true. What I do like is the first-time B&B goer, because you can tell it's usually the guy that comes in and says, "Do I have to eat breakfast with everybody?" You know, and then by the time they're leaving, they're saying, "Wow, this is great. I'm coming back," which that makes it nice. You like to see that. You've converted them.
Yeah. You converted them. Yeah. So what are the challenges that, I mean, you have a busy day. Every day is a busy day. But what's the toughest part about being an innkeeper?
I think possibly to give yourself some time. You know, that's a hard thing. You have to really eke out a time for yourself. That's why having the people work here is a big plus. I have Michelle and Laura have been with me quite a while. Michelle has actually been here, I think, 19 years.
Long time.
We have a joke about what it takes two of us to do what one of us used to do, but it's really... you know, it's really good, because if you have a good staff, it does make your life so much better.
Because you are, when summer is coming, you are going to be one busy lady. And I guess, is it as busy during the week as it is on the weekends?
In the summer, yes.
Yeah.
Pretty much. It feels like every day is a Saturday in the summer. But
you said every day is Saturday. Yeah.
But right now we're just waiting. It's the calm before the storm, but it's a good storm. We're looking forward to it.
All right. Well, I'm so glad that we had this opportunity today, and we are very close to being out of time.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you to my guest today, Mary Kennelly, who is the innkeeper of the White Lilac Inn in Spring Lake, beautiful Spring Lake at the Jersey Shore. If you're looking for a good destination, the White Lilac Inn would be the place to go. As soon as I'm done with the show today, I'll put up my blog shortly, and I'll put some links to the website. So if you're looking for a great place to go this summer, this would be a great choice for everyone. So, Mary, thank you so much.
Andrea, thank you, and I look forward to seeing you again, too.
Yes, you will, and I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful summer, and I hope the Jersey Shore has a great summer. Okay, everyone.
I think we will.
I hope so. 30 minutes can change your life. So please keep listening to Jersey Coastal Live. Till next time, I'm Andrea Tarr. Again, thank you to my guest, Mary Kennelly, innkeeper of the White Lilac Inn. Bye, Mary. Take care. Thanks for listening,
everyone.
Bye, Andrea.